The University of Alaska Board of Regents met in Fairbanks today to discuss its budget proposal for next year. Regents are starting with numbers put together by UA President Mark Hamilton and UA System Chancellors. UA spokeswoman Kate Ripley says the preliminary operating budget runs more than $865 million, including $350 million from the state. UA got $327 million in state funds last year, and Ripley says the goal this year is to make a realistic request.
The Board of Regents strived to do that over a number of different years and was closely aligned with the governor's request for a number of years and kind of got off track there for a couple of years. And so that's always what you strive to do, is get the governor's budget as closely aligned with the university's as possible.
Ripley says the operating budget request includes support for the new University of Alaska Fairbanks-based Center for Energy and Power, climate change research, engineering and math departments, as well as high-demand job training programs and student success initiatives. The regents are also taking a more focused approach to developing a capital budget to present to the state following disappointment last year when they asked for more than $600 million but got $3 million. Ripley says regents are moving away from the laundry list approach.
With the economic situation being what it is, it's just appeared prudent to all involved to pare down that list. And the top priority, you know, continues to be maintaining existing buildings to fix the roofs and the plumbing and the HVACs and things like that.
Ripley says the draft capital budget regents are considering seeks $50 million for yearly maintenance, another $50 million for projects deferred from past years, as well as $88 million for the long-sought new life sciences facility at UAF, plus another $12 million for other projects. Regents did not vote today on the budget proposal, but instead delayed action until a future meeting. Whatever eventually gets approved by them will next go to the governor and later to the legislature.